As always, I pray that as I speak, I do so in the name of the one true and living God, who we remember is Father, who is Son, and on this day of Pentecost we remember is Spirit with us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. There's all sorts of different wisdom in life that we can draw upon. And I came across a piece of writing this week, and it's just entitled Simple Formula for Living. So see if you agree with some of the phrases in this simple formula for living. Live beneath your means. Return everything that you borrow. Stop blaming other people. Admit it when you make a mistake. Give clothes not worn to charity. Do something nice and try not to get caught. Listen more, talk less. Every day, take a 30-minute walk. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Be on time. Don't make excuses. Don't argue. Get good manners. Be humble. Realize and accept that life isn't fair. Know when to keep your mouth shut. Go an entire day without criticizing anyone. Learn from the past for the future. Live in the present. And don't sweat the small stuff, because it's all small stuff. Do you agree or disagree with all of it, some of it, a bit of it? I have to say, I kind of agree with much of what is written in that. But the challenge is putting it into practice. As you know, the rectory is opposite our beautiful forest. And this Rules for Living say that you should take a 30-minute walk every day. How often do I walk in that beautiful forest, probably filled with beautiful bluebells at this time of year and the glistening water of Loch Ramor? How often do I do that every week? No times. Sometimes it's hard to put advice into practice. Well, over these last couple of weeks, we've been spending time in the book of Proverbs, written by King Solomon, the wisest of all the kings. And he gathers together about 800 godly phrases to help the people of God live wiser and more godly lives. Phrases that are often short and easy to remember. But the challenge, as in what I've just said a few moments ago, is to not only hear the words, but to think about them and to put them into practice in our own lives. So my personal prayer for myself and all of us is that we think about some of the areas today is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we would think about and understand and apply some of what Proverbs teaches so that we might live wiser and more godly lives. In fact, the reading that we heard a few moments ago, Proverbs 2, usefully reminds us of where the source of godly wisdom comes from. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Last week, as we looked at a general sense of the book of Proverbs, we looked at what it had to say about life in general, love in general, farm life, and the power of words, using our words well. Well, today we're going to dive in again, and we're going to see what the book of Proverbs might speak into the different relationships that we have in our lives. The relationships that we have with friends, the relationships that we have as husband and wife or partners together, the relationships that we have with children, the relationships that we have with parents, and so on, to see what the book of Proverbs speaks into those different areas of life. And again, my purpose is not to be exhaustive, to give us every single verse, but it's to give us an idea of what the Bible speaks into those different relationships. And again, it would be great if you followed along on the extra sheet that I handed out to us, if you haven't got one there at the back of the church. But it's a way of not only reading along with what I have sharing with you, but also being able to take that away and maybe take time to think about some of the phrases that Proverbs gives to us. So the first area that I've chosen is the area of friends. We are blessed if we have friends in life. We are blessed if we have friends that we can trust and share our lives openly with. So what does Proverbs say about friends and underlining the gift of friends in our lives? And again, I'm just going to read through some of these proverbs and not really explain too many of them, just to leave them with us. Proverbs 12:26, the godly give good advice to their friends, the wicked lead them astray. Proverbs 17:17, friends love through all kinds of weather, and families stick together in all kinds of trouble. Proverbs 17:22, let me just explain this one. We all have friends or people in our lives that when we meet them, they energize us. We go away just filled and lifted up. And yet we all know people in our lives that when we meet them, they drain us. We go away just absolutely tired. Well, this next proverb reminds us that it is great to have people in our lives that lift us up when we need it. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. In other words, someone who makes us laugh and really values us in life, where gloom and doom leave you bone tired. The kind of people who just drain us in life. Proverbs 22:24-25, don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul. And then Proverbs 27:9, the heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. God wants us to have friends, but God wants us to pick our friends wisely and in all our friendships to be loyal to each other. Parents, what does Proverbs have to say about the role of parents? Proverbs says a lot to parents, and often, as we will see, it talks about discipline. It talks about taking time to pass on wisdom, spending time with our children. As we will see, it talks about setting good foundations and healthy boundaries for our children. And of course, the important role of parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, and so on, in passing on of the faith. And can I say this? I think it's only when I became a parent did I understand my own parents better. I think it's only when I became a parent that I understand the kind of values and the kind of principles that they tried to instill in my life with gratitude. So again, Proverbs 13:24. A refusal to correct is a refusal to love. Love your children by disciplining them. Sometimes it's hard to be a parent, but in teaching our children between right and wrong, and in setting boundaries and in disciplining them, we are actually giving them something far greater in life to have and to hold on to as adults. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. And again, Proverbs 29:15. To discipline a child produces wisdom. For me, Proverbs underlines the importance, as I've said, of boundary setting, of setting good foundations, and being good parents in the lives of our children. And what of children? What does it speak into the lives of our children? And again, I'll just read them straight and you can take what you will from them. Proverbs 1:8-9. Pay close attention to what your father tells you. Never forget what you learned at your mother's knee. Wear their counsel like flowers in your hair, like rings on your fingers. At certain stages in our life, we think our parents know nothing. But when we get a bit older, and when, as I said, we become parents, we realize that actually they have picked up a few things along the way in life. So as we grow older and as we listen to our mums and dads and so on, then we should appreciate that they only ever have our best interest at heart. Proverbs 15:20, sensible children bring joy to their father, foolish children despise their mother. Proverbs 19:26, kids who lash out against their parents are an embarrassment and a disgrace. Proverbs 30:11, don't curse your father or fail to bless your mother. Quite hard stuff, I guess, sometimes to hear as children, no matter what age we are. I guess it's about respecting and honouring our parents. Then finally, husbands and wives. What does Proverbs have to speak into the life of husband and wives, or anyone that is in a committed relationship? What advice might it give? And again, I think the kind of advice it gives is about respecting each other. It's about appreciating each other and not taking each other for granted. Proverbs 18 verse 22, find a good spouse and you found a good life, and even more the favour of God. Proverbs 5 verse 15 to 18, I personally like this passage. Do you know the saying, drink from your own rain barrel, draw water from your own spring-fed well? It's true. Otherwise, you may one day come home and find your barrel empty and your well polluted. Your spring water is for you and you only, not to be passed around among strangers. And then verse 18 in Proverbs 5, drink water from your own well, share your love only with your wife. There's that sense of commitment, isn't there, to each other. And just earlier on in that passage, that sense of not taking each other for granted. Invest in the relationship and keep it fresh and honourable. Proverbs 21 verse 10. This is where we men should appreciate. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Far more than any earthly possession. Appreciating our wives. And then Proverbs 24 verse 3 and 4. A home is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. So as with last week, lots to think about. I just lay those things before us. Next week, in the final installment of Proverbs, we're going to look at some more general things that Proverbs speaks into our lives. But as we reflect on what Proverbs says today about various relationships, I hope we can see the kind of wisdom that it instills into us. Not taking our friends or our significant others in our lives for granted. Appreciating what we have been given from parents and other loved ones in our family lives. And that sense of God's wisdom in building all our relationships through godly wisdom. And so as I finish, I want to use the last three verses of the reading that we read a few moments ago as a kind of a closing prayer and as a sense of godly wisdom been in all of our relationships in life. So let's just pray together. So this is verses 9 to 11 of Proverbs 2. We all in life will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path, that wisdom will enter our hearts and knowledge will be pleasant to our soul, and discretion will protect us and understanding will guard us. And this I pray into all things in each of our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.